Hi, this is Raina G. This is the last podcast I'm going to be doing. I've done podcasts and radio work since 2007, and actually a couple of years prior to that, and always had good following, a lot of people who wanted to share and do the things they needed to do to support me and to support each other. And what I've seen over the course of the last year and a half, is that's not happening. And it's not the America that I know anymore. We have a lot of podcasters out there. They think they're the gurus and the pundits, and it's like high school to me. They all want to be the one closest to the scoop. Not to the truth, but to the scoop. I get a lot of YouTube things and emails, all these different platforms where people are saying this one's dead and that one was killed at Gitmo and so-and-so was arrested and this person's been dead for 2 years. She died a horrible death. All politicians, of course. And of course, it's not true. And how everything's going to turn off before the 15th of October. And everything's going to do this and that and the other. All this so-called intelligence. And it's not true. Now, there might be things going on behind the scenes. I don't know. I know some of them. I was kind of right about a few, but I wasn't trying to compete with others to see who could be closer to getting the scoop or the most listeners or followers or patrons. Never charged anything for anything I've done. On my podcasts, I do have a PayPal and a Patreon button on there that Podomatic provided. Nobody's ever given me a dime. I've written a lot of books. I make about, $30, $36 a month on my books, 21 of them on Amazon and other places. I don't make a lot of money there. I counsel suicidal teenagers and vets. I do it pro bono. And it's not that I'm saying, play me, I need money. No, but I put a lot of effort into knowing as much as I can and doing as much research as I can on every subject I talk about. And my time's worth money. So I'm going to quit the podcast because I don't have the following. I don't have the ratings. I'm number 20 internationally or something. But that's not high enough, is it? Not high enough to be important. I guess the more important podcasts are Michelle Obama and Oprah. They have their number 1 and 3. Those are the ones people want to listen to. Then go listen to them. I have tried over and over again to ask people to share, to give me a like here and there, to comment, whatever, because it changes the ratings when you do that. Now, I remember growing up, I guess I'm very nostalgic also, when I grew up, as I look at what children are doing today, we spent our time on swings, picking grass, making little roads for our little cars, on our bicycles, laying down the grass and cloud walking, and imagining what the world could be like and what we could do for it. We hung together. We were all friends, even though we fought. We were all good friends. And we grew and we moved on. And we stayed friends. We did those things. I remember the parades. I was a drummer in some of them. I was on the sidelines saluting the flag on others. I remember joining the Marines. I remember what that was like and being so proud of being the few. And I don't know if I was a child now, if I could have survived. I don't know if I was a teenager, if I would have been in the band. I don't know if when I graduated from high school, if I would have joined the Marines and all that gave me. So I feel like it's time for people to understand that, you know, people who listen to me are mostly conservative types, Republicans, independents, not the left. They don't listen. And who cares? But they're people who are totally loving of this country. They know what this country has done for them. They know what it continues to do in spite of Biden and Obama's and the Clintons. They know that. But when you're asked to join together, we don't do it. The Democrats do, but not all the Republicans and conservatives and independents. They could all join together and help make this podcast, for instance, something everybody hears. They could join together and boycott the things that have been suggested to boycott. They could join together and fight what's going on with this Agenda 2030 that Biden is pushing. They could join together and fight, and little groups do. They're fighting at school boards against, you know, critical race theory. Although, even when I spoke to a conservative woman the other day, I said, they're fighting that. Well, look what we did to blacks, and look what we did. It's like, no. Yeah, you know, there was racism. There were wars. There were things that people have done in the past, in history. And we have evolved. And that's what this country was about, an evolution, where we knew that we were doing something that needed to be changed, and we used our Constitution under God to change those things. Okay, and we became a better country. Each person who's part of that should be looking under God how to be a better person, how to give back to humanity, how to make this country better than it ever was. We were getting there. We were on our way. And then, you know, fraud, lies, deception, all that stuff happened, which has been going on for decades, but they increased it, you know, tenfold to make sure that they got into office. And fine, that happened. I fought when Obama got into office. I fought when Trump got stolen, when his election was stolen. And I have been fighting. But I can't fight if there's no team, if there's no army behind us, if there's no group, if there's no masses behind us that there should be. I can't do it. Now, when Obama first got into office and Obamacare was going through, I helped get 5,000 plus people to Washington, D.C. to protest that peacefully. I couldn't get 5 people to do that now. And is that because they've won? They've locked everybody down and they've made them all isolated, and the me generation, the me, if it's not happening to me, then it's not happening. Is that what's come into place now? Is everybody a communist? Does everybody actually believe that this is the way to go? Or are they so fearful that they don't know what else to do? I've taught about fear. I've taught about love. I've taught about God. I've tried to show people how choice and free will are different. I've tried to show them that there's a life out there that is better if they would join in and engage in what that life should be. And it's not happening. So I don't think, unless there's some extremely radical change that goes on, that I will be back. I've asked people to buy my books. They don't do it. I've asked people to look into getting good water into their houses, which, you know, they can put anything in the water right now, and, you know, nobody will do it. And I've asked people, I was a hemp activist. I always have been. George Washington said, grow hemp. If we were growing hemp and manufacturing the things that come from hemp, we wouldn't have climate change, that's for sure, because we wouldn't be cutting down the trees that suck up the carbon dioxide. We'd have hemp, which you can harvest 6 times a year, at least, build into buildings and cars and all clothes and all kinds of things that don't deteriorate, that are stronger than steel. But we don't do that either. Try to get people to lobby Washington so everybody could grow hemp and learn about it. No, didn't do that. So, you know, I'm an activist on many ways about things that I guess people should see. They don't see it until 10 years after I tell them or whatever. So I'm not going to do it anymore. You know, I'm not young. I'm a disabled veteran. I can't always walk. Sometimes I can, not always. I'm up here at 12:47 a.m. talking to you all for the last time. And I appreciate all those who have listened and have tried to share. Some of them have died. I had some that used to make sure that everybody on their email list got the podcasts, and others that have bought books and sold them to people, not sold them, even sent them for Christmas presents. But those people are gone. They're not around. And, you know, even just talking like this at this time in the morning, I had to get up. I went to bed a little early. I had to get up because it was on my mind. And I said, I've got to do the last podcast. And then I'll try to go back to sleep and start another day counseling veterans and suicidal people, taking care of family. And that's, I guess, what I'm going to do from now on. So my appreciation goes out to all of those who have always been followers and friends. Get your stuff together, people. They're going to cut the social networks. You won't be able to post your little pictures. They're going to do things to the water. We know that. Because if they can't get everybody to get vaccinated, you can put stuff in the water. They'll do it. You don't have a full house water system. You don't know what you're doing. And you can, you know, keep going to pay for boards that are made from trees that are cut down that affect our environment instead of pushing to get hemp as the way to go. George Washington told you to do it. Okay, that's a long time ago. Why aren't we? And there's a reason. It was all money and corruption. You know, they wanted to cut down the trees for paper so they could do newspapers and sell millions of them. And they made sure a cousin was in the Department of Treasury to push that through. That's a long time ago. It's time to change. It's time to evolve even more. And it's time to quit being little individuals that think nothing affects them until it does. Because it's affecting everybody. It's affecting all of us. And it's worldwide. What happens here happens in the world. What happens in the world comes back here. We were the freest country. We're not right now. We're probably, I don't know what on the list. But we used to be the freest country in the world. The beacon of freedom. With this jackass in office, because we let the voter fraud go through and people actually voted for this man. This is what we have now. And I hope others continue to fight, continue to try to find the truth, continue on a path that says, I want my country to be better, not build back better, but be better. I want the people in my life to learn and to be better. And I guess, like Melania Trump used to say, to be best. Be the best at what you're going to do. And make this country the best like it used to be. So that more people want to come here legally and others don't think that they can invade it and get away with it. So this is it. The podcast will always be up here because I pay for that. It's not free. It costs me $699 a year to store the podcast, which I do every year. Actually, it costs $900 this year, I think. But they're stored here. There's more than 315 of them. I took out a couple hundred of them last year. But there's more than 315. You can scroll on down and learn all you want to learn. And then maybe pass it on. Maybe help others to learn. Maybe that's one of your jobs. Until whenever, this is Raina G. God bless you. God bless my country.